This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Funerals have been held overnight for an Australian man, his Lebanese wife and his brother after the trio were killed in an airstrike in southern Lebanon. The Department of Foreign Affairs confirmed they were killed in an Israeli airstrike that hit their home in the town of Jebel. The dead have been identified by local media. The Department of Home Affairs said it would not comment on the visa status of the wife, but SBS understands the pair were planning on starting a new life together in Sydney. 10 people have died due to bad weather on the east coast. In Queensland, the remains of two women aged 46 and 40 were recovered near Gympie, while three men have been confirmed dead after their boat capsized in Moreton Bay. A 59-year-old woman has also been killed by a falling tree on Christmas Day, while authorities have located the body of a 9-year-old girl who had gone missing in the Brisbane floods. In Victoria, a 44-year-old man from Bunyip died on Tuesday after a branch fell on him. Police have found the body of a woman who was yet to be identified on a campground hit by floods. Queensland Police Commissioner Catalina Carroll has called for people to follow the instructions provided by the authorities as the situation continues.
So the events have certainly taken a tragic turn in the southeast. So can I ask, please, that everyone heeds those warnings, that they really listen to authorities, they stay out of those dangerous conditions.
Local authorities say at least 40 more people have died in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo after heavy rain unleashed floods and landslides. The chaos in and around the city of Bukavu left residents digging through the mud to find bodies. 20 people died in Bukavu and at least 20 more were killed in the village of Burinyi, 50 kilometres from Bukavu. Local resident Yvonne Makupi, who was able to stay clear of the deluge, says her neighbour was swept away by the flood waters.
The water took my neighbour and his children saw it all. We managed to recover three bodies under the trees, but others have not been found yet. His son came from Goma, but he went to spend the night at his aunt's house, which saved his life. At the hospital, we found the body of a boy, a girl, and their mother, but the father and another child still haven't been found.
As Australia braces for an increasingly hot summer, there are concerns about ongoing drowning deaths. Since the start of summer this year, Royal Life Saving Australia says there have already been 21 drowning deaths recorded across the country. That's three more than recorded on the same time last year. Six of those have occurred in New South Wales alone, with Surf Life Saving New South Wales CEO Stephen Pearce explaining this heightened risk of drowning over the festive period.
We always have this really heightened peak of operational activity around Christmas, and unfortunately, you know, particularly here in New South Wales, it's been a really tragic start. And since 1 December, we're now up to six coastal drownings here in New South Wales just alone.
In sailing, Law Connect has come from behind to claim the Sydney to Hobart line honours, soaring past fellow Supermaxi Andu Comanche in a thrilling finale. Law Connect runner-up in the past three events edged across the River Derwent finish line 51 seconds ahead of her rival. That's SBS News in Easy English.